Tom Brown and Funkin' for Jamaica, and let's make it a night to remember. Shalimar on the theme. I almost forgot what I was going to say there, but I remembered at the last minute. When was the last time you had a night to remember?
That I remembered? Oh, a very long time ago.
Really? No, not a night that you remembered, a night to remember. Slightly different.
I was wondering whether you'd get
Just something which I forgot to mention yesterday, Gavin Sharp with Wellbeing Wednesdays. So we were talking about you talking about the fact that men who are unhappy in their marriages are at higher risk of death. Mm-hmm. That was on Tuesday. We were talking about that. Gavin says, "I'm not sure I can guarantee that my happily married male clients will live longer, but stress does kill, so it makes sense." And we couldn't remember what the next topic on Wellbeing Wednesday would be. It's the 7th of July. Are you a people pleaser? People pleasers worry about rejection and struggle to say no. The need for approval comes ahead of their own needs, so they often end up with low self-esteem, depression and failed relationships. This is sometimes called the disease to please. So that's what we will be discussing with Gavin on July the 7th. For the first time in more than 300 years, Rembrandt's masterpiece, The Night Watch, can again be seen in its entirety in the Netherlands. Created in 1642 by the Dutch master, the huge picture was trimmed on all four sides in 1715 to fit between two doors in Amsterdam Town Hall. That wasn't very clever, was it? The city's Rijksmuseum has now added the missing scenes from a small early copy of the original. It used artificial intelligence to mimic Rembrandt's style. The Night Watch, as it is displayed in the Rijksmuseum, is etched into the collective memory. And thanks to the reconstruction, we can now see that the composition, as it was painted by Rembrandt, was even more dynamic, said the museum. It's wonderful to be able to see, with our own eyes, the Night Watch as Rembrandt intended it to be seen. I'll have to go back then.
You certainly will, yes.
Because I saw the missing, saw the incomplete version the last time I was in Amsterdam. The Night Watch is considered Rembrandt's most ambitious work. It was commissioned by the mayor and leader of the Civic Guard of Amsterdam, Frans Banik Kok, and wanted a group of portraits of his militia company. So here are the Rembrandts. And just the way it is. Shouldn't it be the way it was? Well, the way it's supposed to be.
The Press Review is brought to you by BMW Côte d'Azur.
The IS says UK greenhouse gas emissions are set to rebound sharply next year as life returns to something like normality after the pandemic. Government's climate advisers warn today. Emissions fell by 13% in 2020, one of the steepest dives in living memory, as the government forced the economy into lockdown. Emissions from aviation fell 60%, shipping by 24%, and surface transport such as trucks and cars by 18%. But there is little hope emissions will stay low in the longer term, said Chris Stark, chief executive of the government. Official Committee of Climate Advisers. There's almost no reason to believe we're going to see a lasting change in emissions to those sectors, he said. The infrastructure that was responsible for those emissions has been lying dormant, so we expect a substantial rebound in emissions next year.
In this morning's Connection France, 1,000 Britons apply to join Paris Embassy's online party on June the 24th. Registrations for the Free Queen's Birthday Party close at midday today, and the event will combine entertainment with practical help. Around 1,000 Britons in France have so far signed up to take part in an online Queen's Birthday Party organised by the British Embassy in Paris. Registration for the free event closes at midday, and it's the first time the embassy has run its annual summer party entirely online, and the first time it's run a special version for the whole British community in France. Tying in with the Queen's official birthday in June, the event gives access to a special one-off website, which is laid out as a virtual version of the ambassador's Paris residence.
And the